Interlude 1. Walls. This is a story of Mustavia. In its early days, Mustavia was surrounded by a wall. But not just any wall. This was a wall that rose 100 feet off the ground. It was impenetrable. The city was secluded from the rest of its surroundings. Mustavia became a place of secret. Very few people knew what it was like inside. Travelers wishing to enter the city had to first surrender all of their arms, submit to questioning, and then they could enter. Soon, though, merchants wished to trade with Mustavia. But entering the city wasn't exactly easy. So they began to set up shop just outside the city wall. And soon enough, there were enough of them that an entire marketplace had formed. And Mustavians began to emerge from their city to trade in that marketplace. And then this curious thing began to happen. The people who left, unwilling or afraid to be questioned to be let back in, did not return home. They stayed. They joined the marketplace, made their home in not Mustavia. And over the years, buildings began to spring up. Shops, roads, an entire city around the city. There were stories that the only people left in Mustavia were the dead, and that the real Mustavia was now in not Mustavia, that the city everyone had called Mustavia was nothing more than a tomb.
The City in the City in the City is produced, written, and directed by Matthew Capodicasa. Sound design and original music are by Kate Marvin, mixed by Kate Marvin. Ebony Booth plays Tess and others. Mary Cabot plays Laura and others. Artwork is by Angeline Babcock. Special thanks to Caitlin Baird and Grant Berger. If you're enjoying The City in the City in the City, please subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next week for more The City in the City in the City.